Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Well, the latest world agricultural supply and demand estimates and the winter wheat seedings reports came out on Friday. Let's check in with Rich Nelson to get the latest update from Allendale.
You know, we've got four separate reports released by USDA today, so there certainly are many areas where we could have some surprises. Wheat side of things here, as far as this goes, no change to their completed harvest, and that's relatively normal for this report. Instead, USDA made a minor revision for our discussion on ending stocks. 359 last month, now, or 659 last month, now 648. Bigger deal for the wheat side, a significant 2.2 million acre decline for USDA's view on winter wheat seedings. So much lower than trade expected to see.
Let's move into that winter wheat seeding report. So it seemed like this was a little bit below average. Is that what you're kind of seeing?
You know, we certainly have to point out, you know, we did drop these winter wheat acres for pretty much 30 years straight. We bottomed about 3 years ago and had a minor rebound. For today's discussion, though, you know, we're back to 34.4 million acres for all wheat winter wheat. So that's hard red, soft red, and also white. Let's have a small discussion on this winter, on this hard red discussion. In this case, hard red was responsible for about 1.7 million acres of the decline. The bulk of the area, as you would expect, it would be in the southern plains. You know, this discussion with Kansas, they're dropping wheat acres by 600,000 acres. Looks like Oklahoma, a decline of 250,000 acres from last year. Texas taking a significant half million acre decline. So overall, good declines for the trade discussion, and certainly for price impact. We'll certainly see that maybe in these coming months.
What the livestock numbers look like?
You know, for our discussion on livestock side, it looks like, for the beef end, our question would be, will USDA raise production on this report? And if so, how much? Well, they did. They raised production to 120 million pounds here from last month. We're still looking at a decrease for 2024. Versus 23. So it's still a decrease. Let's make that point very clear. One thing we have to point out, though, is as far as our discussions on imports, well, they raised their 24 import forecast and they lowered their export forecast. So we were hit a little on the beef side from today's discussions from USDA. Hog side of things, as far as pork production, well, for today's numbers, they did see the 2024 numbers, which we've been looking at for some time with concern. They raised those by 240 million pounds on this report. On top of this discussion, they really didn't offset it very much at all with some higher export numbers or other factors. So a little concern on the pork side. We'll have the largest domestic supply offer to the U.S. consumer in about 2 or 3 years on the pork side.
To hear my complete conversation over the WASDE with Rich Nelson at Allendale, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.